Zok the Hele Mishnah Vayit Masech Des Nazir Perik Gimel Mishnah Vav. Chazal were geyser that there was an automatic tumas mace on Eretz Ha'amim. There can be kfarim anywhere. They weren't always makpid to bury their mesim in a particular place. Some hold because of the mesei hamabel, those that died of the mabel, that could be buried anywhere. This is a chshash midrabana. The gzeira came in stages. First there were geyser, that if you touch the earth, or carry it, even without touching, then you become tummy. Even if someone would carry a piece of earth from Eretz Amim into Eretz Yisrael. Then they added another level, and they said even tumas oil. Tumas oil means if you're under the same roof. Of course there are many different halachas, but basically that's what it is. So even if you didn't touch the earth, even if you didn't move it indirectly without touching it, just by being under the same roof as Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, one would become Tameh. So a Nazir really can't be in Chutz La'aretz. Meaning that we're talking about Tumas Meis over here, and Nazir can't be Metameh himself L'Meisiv. Now, of course, it's just Midrabanan. So if a Nazir did go to Chutz La'aretz, or touch the earth of Chutz La'aretz, or be under the same roof as the earth of Chutz La'aretz, it wouldn't be Soiser his Naziris. He wouldn't have to redo his Naziris. But he's still not allowed. Now let's see our Mishnah. Perik Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Misha Naza Naziris Haba. This person was Mekabel upon himself, a Naziris of many days, more than 30 days. And he was in Chutz La'aretz. So in a way, it's a little bit similar to what we learned about in the previous Mishnah of the person who was Mekabel Naziris in the Beis HaKvaris. Now, Lamais of a Hishlamis Nazirase. He finished his Naziris. Let's say he took upon himself a Naziris of 100 days. He finished it. V'yachakach Balaretz. Then he comes to Eretz Yisrael. Did he do the right thing? No. Because if someone is Mekabel Naziris in Chutz La'aretz, he's supposed to go right up to Eretz Yisrael. If he would have asked the Rav would have told him, what, you a Mekabel Naziris in Chutz La'aretz? Right away, get to Eretz Yisrael. Be a Nazir there the way you're supposed to. So instead of going up to Eretz Yisrael and being Metayer himself, he stays in Chutz La'aretz until the end of his Naziris. He never actually came into contact with a mace. It's just this Tumas mace Midrabanon. And after he finishes, let's say, for example, this 100 days, then he comes to Eretz Yisrael. What we need you to do now is count 30 days of Naziris when you're Tahar in Eretz Yisrael, and then you can finish off your Naziris. Wait a second, but let's say he promised more than 30 days. In our Mashal, he promised 100-day Naziris. Okay. So 70 out of the 100 will count from the days you held your Naziris in Chutz La'aretz, but 30 days you're going to have to do over. The Beis Hillel say, Nazir Batchila. The Beis Hillel seem to be more strict than the Beis Shammai. They say, none of the 100 days that you held Naziris in Chutz La'aretz is going to help you. You're going to have to recount everything in Eretz Yisrael. Nazir Batchila. You get no credit for the days you counted in Chutz La'aretz. So basically, the Beis Hillel say, Chutz La'aretz is exactly like a Nazir that was Mekabel's Naziris in the Beis HaKvaris. Zakta Mishnah Maisa, there was like a story, the Heleni Hamalka, by Queen Heleni, who lived in Chutz La'aretz. Who was this queen? Some say she was from the Chashminoim. That's what Tosfos says in Masechtas Ksubos. Some say she was actually a non-Jewish queen that was Megayah herself. And this story happened after she was Megai herself. Either way, there was a story by this queen. Shaholach bina lamulchama. Her son went to war. So obviously, queen or no queen, she's a mother and she's worried about her son. The Amra, so she said, Im yavi bini min hamulchama b'shalom, if my son will come back in peace, ehi nazira sheva shanim, she said, I will be a nazir, she'll be a nazira, that's Lashon Akeva, for 7 years. And then her son returns. Uba b'namen al-Mulchama. He comes back b'shalayim. Okay, I'm sure she was very happy that her son came back, but now she has to fulfill her promise. Avayis nazira sheva shanim. She did. She was a nazir for 7 years, but in Chutz La'aretz. Now we know that Hilni Amalka usually listened to the Chachamim, so why didn't she go up right away to Eretz Yisrael? So it could be, says the Tosfos Yom Tov, quoting the Kesef Mishnah, The Chazal told her, look, she asked the Mishayla, what should I do? You know, I'm a queen. I can't always leave. So they gave her a heter. Either way, she did her 7 years of Naziris in Chutz La'aretz. U'besoif shevashanim, at the end of the 7 years, also La'aretz, she came up to Eretz Yisrael. V'ayruah beis Hillel, and the beis Hillel paskin for her, she'tei Nazira oid shevashanim acheirois. She should be a Nazir for another 7 years. So now she's a Nazir for 14 years. But it doesn't end here. U'besoif shevashanim nitmeis. The end of the 7 years, that's her second set of Naziris. Now in Eretz Yisrael, she became Tameh. So she has to go back and start the 7 years over again. And in Seisel, it turned out Nazira, she was a Nazir for Esrim V'Achas Shana, 21 years. Because she became Tameh on the last day. The last day of her 7 years of Naziris. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lehoisa Nazira Ela Arba Esri Shana. Not 21 years. 14 years. I mean, 14 years is pretty long, but it's just shorter than 21. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Remember what we learned earlier in Perik Dalid? Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you become Tamei on the last day, it only takes away 30 days. And she became Tamei on the last day of her 7 years. That's called the Yom Leis. And Memela, she doesn't lose all 7 years. So really, when Rabbi Yehuda says she was a Nazir for 14 years, it means 14 years and 30 days, because she did lose 30 days from her second set of Naziris. But because it wasn't a complete year, so we don't mention it. But Rabbi Yehuda really means to say she was a Nazir for 14 years and 30 days. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, this person took upon himself a long Naziris, meaning longer than 30 days. The problem is he did it when he was in Chutz La'aretz, and Midrabanan, even being in Chutz La'aretz, automatically means he's Tamei Meis Midrabanan. He was supposed to go to Eretz Yisrael right away. He did not. He stayed and finished his Naziris in Chutz La'aretz. Now he comes up to Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah may say you have to redo 30 days. Become tarred and do 30 days in Eretz Yisrael. Really, the Mishnah may hold his days in Chutz La'aretz count, but as a knas, we make him redo 30 days. The Beis Hillel say, no, this is the same as someone who was Mekabel Naziris in a Beis HaKvaris. It doesn't count at all. Therefore, he has to come up to Chutz La'aretz and start everything all over again. And then the Mishnah told us there was a story by Hileni Hamalka. Her son went to war. She said, if my son will come back, okay, I'll be a Nazir for 7 years. She was in Chutz La'aretz. Her son came back. She was a Nazir in Chutz La'aretz for 7 years. Then she came to Eretz Yisrael. The Beis Hillel said, well, start the 7 years again. And at the end of the 7 years, on the very last day, she became Tameh. So she had to start again. Now she's a person that had to be a Nazir for a total of 21 years. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only 14. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Eliezer, if you become Tamei on the last day, it's not Soiser the whole Naziris. You just have to do an extra 30 days.